All right, so here we are. We're in San Diego, California, and I'm joined by a very special guest, someone who refused to talk about Star Trek for a while. I asked Kim if she wanted to talk about Discovery, and she said no. And then Zach Cotty wanted to know why she didn't want to talk about it. Friend of the pod, Zach.
It's all lies, Zach.
It's not lies. It's, well, we haven't talked about it for a while. I'm Mike McCafferty, and I do a podcast called I Just Want to Talk About Star Trek. And here I am, after talking to Irene Rosine and Eric Pierpoint, solid quality interviews that you won't find in Trek FM because they're idiots. No longer jackasses, they're idiots. But we dig deep into these things. And so I'm here with esteemed colleague Kim Miller, otherwise known as...
The Doctor.
The Doctor. I'm going to push this a little closer to you because I know you're... Or you can get closer.
Fine.
All right, and we're just going to kind of... You know, we haven't recapped any episodes in a long time. We're going to do... We're all going to get together maybe tonight or tomorrow because Jason is slowly bubbling over on watching the latest Discovery. So I thought we'd talk about... Kind of in general.
What sure, it's not super loud. The gain all the way up.
Well, I don't know. It looks okay to me. I mean, then just don't talk that loud. I don't see it peaking.
When I record, I have mine at like...
If I talk like this. See, that's peaking.
Yours is at like 5 o'clock.
Well, but we're kind of far away. We're sort of distant. So if you don't like... if you don't like the volume of this podcast, we understand this is kind of a low... intensity, low effort Star Trek podcast today. Oh, I am. I'm getting a call from Matt Thompson. Hello, Stompy.
Hello, Captain Marvel.
So we're here now with Matt Stomping Thompson, who is on the podcast. We're podcasting right now, Matt.
I got the best.
Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm not teaching a class in Sausalitos.
Where? Sausalito?
Sausalito, across the bay.
Alameda.
Oh, on social issues. And Alameda.
Where is Alameda?
Should we stop this? Maybe we should just stop this. All right, we're going to stop this podcast.
Are you insane?
They are insane!
It is a cellular peptide cake.
But Matt Frosting.
It does like you.
Okay, we're back. No, we're not going to edit this. We don't edit anything.
Why? You used to.
I know. But I think people enjoy kind of the verisimilitude. I'm sure. I enjoy people listening to this slice of my life. It's all...
I enjoy listening to my life.
Hey, go to the Facebook page and tell us if you enjoy these sort of behind the scenes of I Just Want to Talk About Star Trek.
I'll go behind.
Well, I know. You'll go behind. You'll bury me on this. So we had this long... We did this whole podcast about whether or not the Picard hands thing. And then you go on Facebook and you're like, oh, I guess it's okay. I don't really care that much. Like, what? No, we had this long Twitter battle, a tweet battle over this. Or text battle.
You said you like truth and unvarnished nonsense. Well, that was what I said.
You're trying to revise history. You're like Twitter apologizing.
I said that in a recording on the street outside Lestat. if it turns out to be true, unlikely, then right. I will accept this. But only if Patrick Stewart says so.
All right. Hey, so we're going to recap a couple of quick things that are going on here. Because we've got the Doctor right in our grasp. Let's talk about the Sounds of Thunder very quickly, the Saru episode.
Oh, gosh.
What were your thoughts about that?
Oh, my God. I know you're going to ask me about that.
Lean in.
I'm trying to remember what happened. Jeez. Pause.
3 seconds. 2, 1. Next episode.
Oh, my God. I remember enjoying it. Oh, it's when he sees the Red Angel. Oh, and his sister comes on board, sees his terrarium that he lives in. And she's like, there's my knife. I've been looking for that. You idiot.
Idiots.
Oh, that's right. And then they completely... That kind of felt like a classic Star Trek episode where they just completely turn a society upside down because they feel, hey, it shouldn't be like this.
There are a lot of theme, a lot of old Trek themes. I did enjoy this one. There was still a lot of. So first of all, let's just go on the record. Even though we did talk to Commander Harris, Eric Pierpoint of Section 31. Section 31 to me is such a misstep, and my actually my managers represent the people who are writing the pilot right now for Section 31. So here I am, like, it is such a distraction. It just see, I'm losing jobs left and right, but that's okay. I know I have to speak my truth, and if they were listening, I would say
me too about the hands.
It was no. See, now you're walking back the hands. You're walking on your hands backwards.
<I'm not. laughs>
Stop doing that. Section 31 is such a distraction. I understand they want to do B stories, but we just don't care that much about it. It reminds me of Assignment Earth in the original series, where Gene Roddenberry is like, "Oh, I'm gonna backdoor pilot this episode." And we talked about this episode of Gary Seven and Terry Garr
and the cat,
Isis. We just got flagged on the Terror Watch every time we mention that damn cat. But it just seemed like first of all, to put that aside, Section 31 has not worked for me at all.
Why do you hate it so much?
Do you like it?
It doesn't bother me that much.
You like this band of goofballs on this crazy looking like model ship put together. Like, well, I got a bunch of extra parts. This is the Section 31 goofball ship. And then you get this Captain Leland who has no authority.
I like any covert ops kind of... behind the scenes.
And
stuff.
That's fine if they're covert ops, but all they're doing is like running alongside Discovery. It's like, hey, don't do that. Don't touch that. Stay away from that thing. And then every time they try to like flex some sort of authority, it becomes this kind of like, well, you guys don't really exist, and you have Emperor Giorgio and Valk. You have all our enemies on this ship. Why should we listen to you?
Yeah, I don't quite understand. Why is Emperor Giorgio trying so hard to undermine Leland just because she wants to be the captain of that ship?
I don't know. She's always eating an apple or drinking coffee or something. I mean, she must be famished in the mirror universe. When in her weird black corset, like her Starfleet issue black corset.
At least they stopped giving her dramatic entrances every time she appears.
And she sort of sways like sorrow a little bit. Like, I know, like she kind of like gets those hips going, like, you know, mm-hmm. Well, Leland, it looks like I got you again. And then she kind of like, it's like her and sorrow went to the same like finishing school of walking, you know? It's like, move your hands, everyone. Good job, Giorgio. Good job, sorrow. I'm very pleased. All right, so the sorrow episode, I enjoyed. It is always interesting to take a character like sorrow, who's an alien, and see him go through some sort of transformation, similar to Spock. Similar to Worf, he lost his little threat ganglia, and then he becomes like kind of like an asshole on the ship, like, you know, like
shooting darts at people
and like kind of calling out Pike, you know. It's like he was gonna fight Pike, remember? He was just like, I think we should go down to the planet, you know. I was like, Saru, you need to kind of chill out, man. I was like, why do I have to chill out? I'm super tall, I wear 6-inch heels,
I weigh 90 pounds
and I have threat spikes now.
Just got delivered.
Dear God. I want that to be mad.
The fool is on his way over here, too.
Yeah, so the fool's on his way over.
So they turned their society upside down because for, what, centuries, this Bayul, what was the name? Christina
the Bayul. Bayul, yeah, Christina.
Is that a skater?
Oksana Bayul. So Oksana Bayul in this black mucus film from the...
Skin of Evil.
Skin of Evil Armis.
Yes, totally.
Good alien, though. I didn't mind that. Mm-hmm. We get this reveal that, okay, so here's how this all worked a long time ago. The bio was the Kelpians were actually the predators on this planet, and they had almost hunted the bio to extinction. Mm-hmm. So the bio solution was to, I don't know what the hell.
To cull them,
yes. I don't know how they got the upper hand in the first place, but they kind of kept them in this sort of adolescence where they were scared at first, and they never developed their kind of like threat spikes. And this is the way they survived.
They had just sort of evolved over the centuries of being oppressed into being less and less for attack.
Who, the Kelpians?
Yeah, their little googly.
No, I think what it was is that like they basically the Bayul, the Oksanas were basically
That's pretty good Star Trek name, actually.
I know.
The Oksana.
Well, it almost sounds like Loxana Bayul, right? Empathic, covered in black tar, and you know. But like here's where it kind of bothered me is that they sort of were like, okay, so the way that these creatures survived was to basically cull the herd and to keep them in this state of kind of adolescence and say, we're going to kind of hold you back because you are a threat to us. And then Discovery shows up and says, well, you know what? This is wrong. We're going to turn all of these Kelpians into predators again and make them hunt you guys again. And that's going to be super cool. And then eventually it should all work out.
Yes.
It is a very TOS idea.
Yeah.
But as I was talking with the doctor, usually Kirk's solutions are under the auspices of my ship is in danger. This was not the case. They could have just beamed up. In fact, they did beam up Saru, and then they kind of gave him up to, or then he beamed himself back down because they were like, "We're going to kill everyone on this, all the Kelpians, if you don't beam back Saru." They beam back Saru, and then he gets interrogated, and his sister. And the last minute, we have a Deus Ex Machina with the Red Angel, who saves them, prompting the question, why didn't they just, when the Red Angel do that earlier, instead of having to go through all this mishigosh?
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
I believe a fool is here.
And as we had sort of... Let's see if this is...
Oh, no.
Oh, by the prick of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
Yes, yes. Twice in 12 hours, you see.
And
well, wants to see friends, you see. I read the email or text ago.
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
I got you.
Have a seat, friend. We're still podcasting.
Right, now you are. Oh, very good.
Mr. Matt Stomping Thompson is joining us here.
Why do you sit where all the junk
is? Should I not sit here?
Just the worst place to sit. Is there any chocolate wine?
There is, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason I came over.
We will not drink chocolate wine. That
the
will
chocolate
never...
wine is brought to you by... what do you guys
by
say?
Bang Bang.
By Bang Bang.
Bang Bang Tommy Guns.
Bang Bang Tommy Guns. What are you guys chatting about here?
We were talking about Discovery.
Mm.
You haven't watched it.
I've only watched the whole first season and the first episode of the... So I don't have...
Okay. All right, well... That's fine. We're kind of wrapping this. This is a short trek. What did you think of the first season? You liked it.
I actually, except for the spore element, which I think is a cheat in a lot of ways.
You mean the whole premise of the first season?
The first season. Other than I like the Mirror Mirror universe, and I know you and I differ on this, but just as you and Kim with the Picard hands are different, I differ with you on this.
And I accept that.
I thought it was the most ingenious way of bringing back the Mirror Universe, because other than Enterprise, you know, there's a couple episodes, didn't they do that?
Well, they did in Deep Space Nine, too. Yeah.
In DS9, too. I really enjoyed what they did with the Mirror Universe there. I'm not a huge fan of... Actually, I like most of the cast. I really do. I think it's a... I didn't really like the spore element. I just thought it was a cheat to get out whenever they could.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good start. I thought it had to start somewhere. I thought it wasn't bad. So far, the first episode of the second season so far, I've really enjoyed. I like that. I know that Pike has command of
that. Was good. Yeah. Now they have a captain. I think.
Right.
Like they finally figured out, and I might do a longer podcast on this, that they tried in so many different ways to prove that you don't need a captain to lead a show.
Right. And that's. I think that's. Their downfall.
They're wrong. They're
like, oh, they're trying to focus on Michael Burnham.
Yeah.
And which is a... I can see it's like, okay, we've done that six times or whatever it is. Let's try something different and see how this will work. But you still need the... I don't know. I feel that you still need those leadership abilities in terms of what's driving the whole show, unless you do something like The Lower Ranks, you know, from TNG, which is completely different. And she's not there. She's kind of, what is she?
She's
first
like,
officer
like,
or something?
Yeah, first officer, yeah.
Right, which she's right next to the captain all the time. So you're like, what's kind of like doing, I don't know, it's like Kirk and Spock. You can't really, it's like, oh, there's a whole show about Spock. But it is, and it's also about Kirk. It's also about Kirk, and it's also about Spock. So it seems like they've kind of fallen in line with standard Star Trek formula, which... I don't know. It works. It's worked for over 50. It's worked for over 50 years. I don't know. I enjoy it.
I agree. I completely agree. And I think you will be. You will continue to be happy as you look in the second season.
I'll be happy.
You'll be happy.
Thank you, Mike. I look forward to being happy.
I just want you to be happy, Matt.
I know, Mike. I understand.
Your happiness ganglia needs to be fully extended.
I'm not sure I've ever been here in the daytime. It does sound weird. I don't think I've ever been at the subject matters during the daytime. We're always at night drinking weird wine or in the jacuzzi. You're eating snacks. Are there snacks?
We will go have snacks in a moment. Yes, we must depart before the subcommittee. before Vol summons us.
Maybe we should just wait until he comes home and he can be a special guest.
Oh, yes. This is,
what the hell's going on in my house? Star Trek? I drove real submarines. That's fiction.
We talked to you about the balance of terror.
Yeah. Oh, that's that. Is that the music to that one?
It is. Yes, is the Romulan theme.
That's
yeah.
Right.
All right, we've definitely gone off the rails here on this episode.
Isn't that every episode though, kind of goes off the rails.
Yes, yes, that's true. Kim is no longer seated next to us.
She's cleaning up.
She has left to clean the house. She's making a bed.
Making a bed.
We're making a podcast.
What's more important, beds, podcasts? Oh, everyone was at my.
Oh, we can pause that. You can pause making a bed. I don't understand. What? Now this is like a Star Trek episode in some ways. So Matt Thompson shows up in the daylight. He doesn't know what's going on, and he finds that his friends are acting very bizarrely. It's like they're going to be back soon, Matt. Nice. We have to make the bed. You don't understand.
I do understand. The dog understands.
They'll be very angry if we don't make the bed.
Error, faulty. Kim, get over here. What are you doing? Oh, my gosh.
Belay that order. Should we go to her? We can just.
We could go to her. Let's use our weird hands. We will use our weird hands.
I'm lifting the laptop and.
let me hold the microphone, though, so it looks like your hands. Let me see.
You will make us pod.
This microphone here. Now, whose hands are these, Kim? Whose hands are those?
Matt's holding the microphone below me. Yeah, and
one hairy arm and one hairy arm.
I'm Russian.
Oh, Worf, you're back. We missed you. Alexander, you. Good to have his father back.
Good to see you, mother.
I took my flight. Another boy. He decided to take a part.
All right, well, thank you so much for paying attention to this absolute disaster of a podcast. Well, no. I mean, it's only 14 minutes long. What am I going to edit, like, all of it? I mean...
Where are the snacks?
All right, well, thank you very much for listening. I promise we're going to have better podcasts in the future. We had good podcasts in the past. They've left me again. I'm in the bedroom now, so I'm walking out. But these are fun, right? We enjoy these. Oh. I know. This is the perfect TOS episode. All right, so thank you very much. Matt's eating chocolate. I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Mike. Who am I?
You're Mike McCafferty.
I'm Mike McCafferty. I just want to talk about Star Trek. Okay, guys?
And I'm Matt Thompson.
Destruct sequence completed and engaged.
Don't you understand?
When the train comes in, everybody rides.
Your daddy can put them up, can he?
Strike limits. Flame the dark troop salt.
Big Chief, take a seat.
Way link complete. Way link!
I meant to say that it should be hauled away as garbage.